Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Coffee with Casey. Today, very important show about the recent settlement with NAR, how that's going to affect buyers, how it's going to affect sellers, and how this is going to affect the real estate industry. Or is it going to affect the real estate industry? First of all, let's take a look at what happened. Pretty simple. You know, there's attorneys running around out there who want to sue somebody over something. And they see a lot of commissions, so let's sue the realtors. It's our term, okay? So they sue the National Association of Realtors. Now, the lawsuit is basically two things. One is listing commissions are, the realtors are colluding to keep listing commissions too high, right? 5.5% to 6%. They're saying companies are talking, they're promoting it, they're selling it. They use the word collusion. I use the word business model. That's just what those companies' business model is. So let me go and say the second part of this, and we'll talk about the listing portion. And then the other portion is the buyer agents. The buyers use realtors to buy their homes. This is where the real mud starts to fling. The problems really happen. They've got that one all wrong. And I'm going to talk about how we're going to right that ship and how buyers will be unaffected, because their solution sucks, to be honest with you. It's horrible. So anyways, let's start with the listing commission. So when you pick a realtor, there's two things you need to know. What's this going to cost me? And what's your track record? I don't care what you say. Really, whatever you say, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is, if you just listed 20 people's houses, how did that turn out? How many of them sold? How fast did they sell? How much over assessment did they get? Did they have to do home inspections or did they not? Did they have to come back on the market or not? I mean, tell me, you need to get, and it's easy. You know, if you select an attorney, you don't know how he did in his last 20 trials. No idea. If you work with an accountant, you don't know how many times his clients have been audited. If you will, a doctor is going to do surgery on your arm. He doesn't have a track record. You can't look up and go, hey, doc, how many successful shoulder, rotator cuffs have you done? We're flying blind. Not in real estate. When we list a house, it goes into a computer and everything is documented. What the list price was, how many times you had to drop it, how many days on market it was. Did it sell? Did it not sell? Is it expired? Is it withdrawn? What happened? So we have a clear track record. It's really, really simple. I need to see your track record. What's your commissions? What's your track record? Because really the track record is the culmination of all of the systems that you have in place. Who knows whether they work or not? You know if the track record says it works. So the reason we get on roller coasters is because I know that 10,000 people have gone on that roller coaster before me and they've all come back safe and sound. Okay, I'll get on the roller coaster and I'll go 60 miles an hour down a steep slope with a bank turn. The only reason I would do that is because I know a lot of people have already done it and it's been success. So, what's your commission? What's your track record? That's all I want to know, right? Now, let's go to commissions. Now, historically, right? You would charge commission, whether it's whatever it is. And then you split that with the buyer agent. The buyer agent gets a portion and you get a portion. It is important for sellers to know, what portion do you get? What portion does the seller agent get, right? There are what I call bad actors out there, bad teams, greedy teams that get 6% from a seller and give 1% to the buyer agent. So what does that tell you? The listing agent wants 5% to sell the house. Fine. That's your number, 5%. Do they offer 6% and they give away 2.5%? Then they make 3.5%. 5%, 2.5%, 2.5%. They make 2.5%. You need to know, what am I paying you? Because you need to know, what are you going to offer to the other agents, right? if you offer 1% to the other agents and keep the rest for yourself, then you're going to have fewer showings, fewer agents. No agent wants to sell that house. If you pay half, or not even half, you pay 40% of what everybody else is paying, trust me, agents have mortgage payments too. They don't want to sell that house. So you need to know, what are they offering the buyer? And I'll get to the buyer's side here in a minute. What are they offering the buyer? Determine what it is they're making. Now, why is it they have to charge 5.5% or 6%? There's a couple of reasons. One, the business model of most companies is the agent will give them a portion of their commission, right? Now, whether it's to pay back a loan like at Compass, or to multi-level agents get a piece of my cut like there is at Keller Williams and ESP, right? The company gets a portion of that. So they need to charge a higher rate to give a portion to the company and still have enough to sell your house. Still have enough for advertising, signs, and promotion, and marketing, and all that good stuff, right? That's why. And when they say they colluded at 6%, so will that bring commissions down? How? How is that going to bring commissions down? They're basically paying a portion to the companies. So it's very difficult for them to bring it down. If they bring it down at all, they're taking away from their marketing plan, their marketing strategy, and their marketing budget. And that's not good for the seller. Now, at Sampson Properties, Danny, first of all, credit where credit is due. I don't know how many times older brothers give younger brothers credit. But Danny came out with 4.5% full service listings. You know, the company wasn't going to take any money. So you can offer less commissions and give them more value than they could get at another realtor. And it worked. That was 2001. And it worked. I thought his model was so great. I left what I was doing. I came back. I said, yeah, I'll start a team. I like that model. So I don't have to pay the company any money. So I can offer lower rates. And I chose 4.5 because I would rather do, I'm a workaholic. There's no doubt about it. I'm a workaholic. I get up in the morning working, I go to bed thinking about work. So I would rather do more business. And luckily, a lot of our business is in the $1.5, $2 million range, which is great. It works for me, it works for my team. Team is very happy, functioning, got plenty of business. So we charge 4.5 because A, we don't have to share with our broker. And B, we do a lot of business. We're the number one luxury team in the state of Virginia. We sell more luxury homes than any team in the state of Virginia. Now, another reason why people have to charge, you know, a higher rate is maybe they don't want to do so much deals. Maybe they're only going to do 5 deals or 8 deals a year, which is normal. And they need to make the maximum amount of money on every deal in order to satisfy them. Realtors will say it. I don't want to work twice as hard for half the money. It's not true, but I'll do it. That's what we do. So anyways, everybody has their own model. So Sampson Properties model is don't take the agent's money or the top producer's agent's money, commission. Let them offer less. Let them do more business. We'll make money on ancillary products. Don't worry about it. So that's the way that works. So as far as the listing commission, we've been saying for 15 years, we do 4.5. And yeah, I think they're overcharging it. 6 or for whatever reason, it's okay. That's their model. That's their business. Let them charge it. I prefer they charge 6% because it gives us more business because it's ours is just a better value proposition for most sellers. So I'm cool with that. So that's the listing portion of the lawsuit, right? And all that means is that realtors need to explain that to sellers a little bit better. And if people charge 6%, they just need to validate it. That's all. I mean, many agents have a lot of value and they want to validate what they make. That's their job, right? Now, let's go to the buying agent. This is a murky world, right? This is very bad what's happened in this lawsuit. Historically, the seller pays, and I'm not talking about price fixing. I'm saying 99% of the agents, the seller pays the listing commission and the buying commission as well because Those dollars are taken out of the proceeds of the sale. The seller's not coming out of pocket and writing a check. Those are proceeds from the sale. It's built into the sales price. So that money comes from the transaction. So the seller pays the buyer's commission. This lawsuit is saying, well, that's not right. You're price fixing the seller commission. They're not. No, not at all. Buyers can go to their selling agent and say, hey, give me a rebate back. So in other words, I'm not paying out $20,000, I'm getting back $10,000. Right? So what the NAR is saying is that buyers should pay their own realtors, negotiate, or go unrepresented. Both ideas don't work. Both ideas are horrible, horrible ideas. Buyers pay closing costs, down payment, moving costs, fix the house up to the way they want it. They got enough money they're writing checks for. Much less they add a realtor commission on it. It's the exact opposite. They should be getting money from the realtor. And they do. They can negotiate a cash back from the agent in some cases, not all cases, not all cases. Sometimes you have a top producing agent that's really awesome and they're going to negotiate the best deal and find you the best deal and have the best lenders. They don't offer rebates. Most of those don't offer rebates. But the buyer can ask, the buyer can negotiate, right? So the thought that buyers can't negotiate is an incorrect assumption on the part of people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. So there's a number that the seller and listing agent offer to the buying agents to give them incentive to bring their clients to show the house. Now, we offer 2.5%. And the reason we offer 2.5% is that's what works. We've tested the three, we've tested the two. 2.5 is the perfect number for us. That delivers our clients. How do I know? Track record. Our average sale happens in 6 days. Our average sale happens with 104% over list price. Our average sale has multiple contracts. Our average sale does not have a home inspection. So I deem that 2.5%, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is the proper number for us, our team and the seller, to offer the selling agent. Here's where it gets bad. Here's where it gets really bad. We display the selling commission in the MLS system, and the buyer's agent, upon showing the house, knows that the seller is offering to pay a 2.5% commission on the sale of this home. Now, lawsuits are about turning the lights on and giving transparency to what people may deem is not negotiable or overcharging. Hey, you turn the lights on and the rats run like hell. Not here. You know what they're doing? They're turning the lights out. They're saying in the MLS, you can no longer show what the commission to the selling agent is. When you turn the lights out, you engage or give cover to bad actors. Remember that agent I said does 6%, charges 6%, team, big team, real big team. Charge 6%, give away 1%. Now nobody can see it. They turn the lights out. And unless the seller is looking at the commissions going, now, let me get this straight. You're getting 5 and you're giving away 1. Doesn't that hurt the value proposition? So sellers need to wake up and ask questions about commissions. How much are you making? How much is the selling agent going to get? And show me your track record in homes in my area and my price range. They're going to do it. I'm telling you. They're going to do it. I know how, you know what? I know why they're going to do it. You go to the grocery store and it says, hey, do you want to round up and give it to St. Jude's? Well, that's the guy that's been ringing up my groceries every day. And he's looking me in the eye. I'm like, yeah, sure. Then I go to the gas station and pump gas, and he goes, "Do you want to round up and give it to St. Jude's?" No. I'm in the dark. Now, I'm explaining to the gas pumping machine, "Hey, I already give them $50 a month. Hey, come on, man. I'm explaining why, validating." But in the dark, no. Why? Because I can. I'm not looking anybody in the eye. I already give them money. I'm explaining, "Hey, man, I'm tired of everybody putting their hand out and asking me for money. I'm tired of over-tipping everybody. You know, I'm giving a lecture to the frickin' gas machine." But in the dark, press no. So in the dark, are they going to start inching into offering 2% to selling agents? Absolutely. Bank on it. Right now, I'll bet right this second, when everybody can see, probably most are offering 2.5%, most in the dark. It's going to go to 2. Now, people are going to say, "Aha, I see, see? That's bringing the prices down." No, it's not. No, it's not. They're still charging the seller the same thing. The bad actors take that extra money for themselves. It's still 5, 5.5, or 6. They're just offering less because they can. And what that's going to happen is, you know, that's really going to be a problem. All right, now, here's the workaround. Here's how we're not going to let that happen, right? So there are buyer brokerage agreements. Now, buyer brokerage agreements came into effect in 1986 with a guy named Jim Workington. And I was one of the first, we're going to be buyer brokers. Why? Because the sellers pay both agents. Both agents were supposed to work for the seller. But we felt, hey, the agent should work for the buyer by getting paid by the buyer, but the buyer doesn't have to come up with the money. We put in the buyer brokerage agreement, 1986, mind you, 40 years ago, that the seller will pay 3% to the buyer's agent on the buyer's behalf. That way, really technically, I'm working for the buyer, not the seller. I don't care what they're offering. That's what we put in the contract. We put it in the contract. We put it in the buyer brokerage agreement, and we put it in the contract. And it worked like a charm. It was never turned down. It was never denied. Just the way we did it. So up to 2024, let's dust off that playbook and say, hey, I don't really give a I don't care what they do. This is what we're going to put in our buyer brokerage agreement. This is what we're going to put in the contract. And whether they offer 1 or 2 or 2.5, it doesn't matter. This is what we charge to. Now, most people are going to do 2.5 already, so it's no big deal. But on the occasion, you run into somebody that says 0, 1 or whatever. Here's the way it sounds to a seller. Hey, you know what we're going to do? There's going to be a commission, but we're not paying anything to that buyer agent. The buyer can take care of themselves. The buyer can pay their own agent. We're not paying that agent. Hugely bad advice. Bad advice. Can you imagine if you're buying a house and you have to pay down payment, closing costs, fix up, moving fees, and you got to pay a realtor fee? Let's say that two houses are sitting here, and one, the seller's paying the commission, and the other, the seller's not paying the commission. Which one are you going to do? Are you going to spend $25,000 out of your own pocket to buy the other house? Of course not. Of course not. In all practicality, this is the way it's going to happen. The agent's just going to put in the contract that the buyer requests that the seller pay on their behalf 2.5% of the sales price to the selling agent on behalf of the buyer. Period. Problem solved. Bad actors taken care of. Now, a bad actor could say, well, they want extra commission. We're going to have to put that on the price of the house. There, you need to force the bad actors to turn on the lights and come clean with what are you guys making. I think they ought to take the contract, whoever's on the contract committee for Northern Virginia Association of Realtors, and say, listing company is going to make X amount of dollars and X amount percentage, and selling company is going to make Y percentage. Put it on the contract. put it right on the contract where everybody can see it. To be honest with you, I get to settlement and my sellers, and this happens a lot, they look at it and go, how come the buyer agent is making more than you're making? You're the one that did all the work. You're the one that, you know, fixed the house up. You're the one that did that. Now, on our listings, we do 4.5% if the home's in perfect shape and we're ready to go. 5% if we have to come in and fix the house up and get it painted and do all the stuff needs. But when we do that, yeah, it's a half a point because there's a lot of energy involved. But our sellers get between 6 and 8% higher when the home is fixed up. So it's just math. If I spend a half a point and I get back 6 or 8%, that's a win-win. So yeah, go for it. So, and I'll tell you this, we just had an example just now that I spoke to one of my agents about, where I had a home that should have sold for $1.4 million. That's a customary value. In good shape, if they had done what we had asked them to do, it would have sold for $1.5 million. It happens every week. I'm not guessing. I'm telling you it would have sold for $1.5 million. They did nothing. They got nobody coming in. They got $180,000 less than they should have got. For $15,000, $20,000, they could have fixed them. Could have done it. It would have made $180,000. So that's a decision every seller has to make. And if they can't afford it, we got guys that, you know, I'll put up the money. They'll put up the money. You can pay everybody at settlement. That's the way it's got to happen. So that's my opinion of the NAR settlement. You know, going after people that are charging 6% on one end and telling the buyer agents they're not worth that much money, or the buyer should pay it, or they should represent themselves. First of all, selling agents are the rock stars of the real estate industry. I know that listing agents get a lot of names and pictures and all, but let me tell you something. The engine that drives this machine are the selling agents that are out there showing 20 houses, writing 7 contracts, losing out on 4 or 5, finally getting that contract, doing inspections, you're picking on the wrong dog, man. You're picking on the wrong dog. Selling agents are worth every penny of it. That's 40 years experience, I'm telling you that. They're worth every penny of it. You're picking on the wrong dog on this lawsuit. Buyers, get an agent. Put the language in. I've got 7 buyer agents on my team. Put the language in. Be represented. Get the right lenders. Get the right pricing. When we go in, we like to look at houses that are overpriced, that everybody's taking a pass on, and then come down and get a lower price and get a better deal. That's what buyer agents do. So there's the final word on the lawsuit. I think sellers need to just look at 2 things. What is the listing agent making? What are they giving to the selling agent? Do not ever say, hey, I don't think we should pay them anything. Get rid of that agent. If any agent ever comes into your house and says, my listeners, if they say, I don't think we should pay the selling agent anything, get another agent. You got the wrong guy or the wrong girl, wrong woman, whatever politically correct. You got the wrong agent. Okay. So look at those 2 things. What are you guys paying? What are you giving to the selling agent? That sounds fair. Why are you charging me more to be a listing agent? Okay. It is what it is. 2.5% is what I feel is right, and what I'll be giving to the selling agents. And then on the other end, right? On the other end, what is your track record? What is your track record? I don't want to hear any other BS. The MLS has all documents. It's all documented. It's all right here. Push a button. Give me the report. So I look at sellers and I say, you know, it usually comes down to 2 agents. Send me the other agent's name. I'll do a full report. Here's a report on me. Here's a report on them. And you decide. But what's it going to cost me? How have they done? You've been listening to Coffee with Casey. My name is Casey Sampson, and I run Casey Sampson team. You can reach me at 703-508-2535 or Casey at caseysampson.com. We'd be happy to help you out. Bye now.